Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week where we can get together and touch one another and share ideas, and it's great for the two of us. You know the old saying, to make a mistake is human, to forgive is divine. Forgiveness is the root of everything, isn't it? Because there is a connection between forgiveness and love. And when we forgive someone, we're actually sending out our hand in love. And when that happens, there's an energy exchange. I can watch that exchange. You might not be able to, but you could feel it. And it's gorgeous. It is this pink light that comes from the heart. And when you love someone, that pink light goes out to them. And there is a part of their body that accepts it. And that pink light is like cells that go into their body. There's different degrees of it. That pink light in friendship is not quite the same as the pink light between two lovers. But nevertheless, there is always this pink light. And so when you meet someone, maybe for the first time, or they are good friends and you've touched one another many times, see if you can feel that. Because if you can feel that love in between the words that you speak to one another, it brings great comfort to the body. And as it brings great comfort to the body, it brings great comfort to the soul. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about forgiveness. Sometimes people actually hurt us, but sometimes it's just perceived and they didn't really hurt us. But it is our own shortcomings that we misread into someone's intentions, something that truly was not there. So I mention this today so that you be on the alert that all of your connections with people are in love. What happens, this energy is like little cells. I'd like to ask all of you, if you will, just take a moment and send that pink energy of love into the earth. It'll go all the way down to the core of the earth. And there is a crystal there, this beautiful crystal that resonates to love. And when we send our love to the earth, it goes down to this crystal and it strikes it. And there are waves and waves of energy that come forth. It not only affects us, but it affects all of those who live on this planet. We need love today. I mentioned this to you before, but I think it's good to mention it again. Many have incarnated that have come from those dark priests that was in Atlantis many years ago. And these dark priests had come from another planet. They weren't here at the creation, But they came because they had destroyed their own planet. And the masters had requested humanity if they would accept these people, because the love that was here would surely change the hearts of those who you might say had fallen in love. Unfortunately, it didn't work that way, because after a period of time, those dark ones that had come had corrupted those who held the world in love. And so Atlantis fell, and it fell beneath the waves, and that beautiful red crystal that was in Atlantis fell to the bottom of the ocean and lay on the ocean. It was interesting because there were some who wished to serve, and there were beings there who were able to send their energy down to the crystal to protect it, which they did. And I saw when they were released, the masters on this earth finally released them and told them they didn't have to be there any longer. And I saw them go up into the higher levels on their way. So, my friends, it's time for all of us to serve the planet, because there have been some dark days, and there are now. There is struggle, and there are many who have the requirements of the body, like food and clothing, and they do not have it. So I'd like to take this moment to invite any of you who wish to call in and have questions for me. Let us do call in and chat and tell me what's going on in your life, what problems you might have. If you want to walk into a past lifetime, imagine what that would be like. If the most productive life that you and the fingers of consciousness had ever attained, that you would have the power to walk into that lifetime today and to look into some of those teachings, some of those things that these beings have acquired, and it would be open to you. And if you would like to do that, if you would like to walk into a very productive past lifetime, you can go to carolynevers.com, and on the left side of that page, there is a place where you can order one of those past lifetime readings. Now, it's not like I tell the people what it is like, because I don't. What we actually do is we literally take your consciousness to that past lifetime, and you can explore it. You actually put your feet into that past lifetime and bring back a history. And it is quite interesting, because some of those stories that people have told, for instance, where maybe a finger of consciousness had been a Templar, which reminds me, by the way, we still have some of those Templar recordings. And those recordings were given to us by the Templars themselves. They actually came, and we channeled that information from Templars that lived in the past. And they came with this information because the information itself is so powerful that they wanted to keep it alive so that people could make use of it. And if you're interested in one of those recordings, you can go to carolynevers.com and order one of those. So I invite any of you now to give me a call and let us talk about some of the things that's on your mind, some stumbling blocks that might be in your lifetime where we can help, perhaps healing where we could help, or to help you connect to your higher self. Because once you do that, you learn from your higher self. In other words, are you following your mission? And if you wonder about whether you were following your mission, you can connect to your higher self and find out. What you do is you do this in meditation. Consciousness is an interesting thing. Everything has consciousness. What appears as inanimate things like a stone or a tree has consciousness, and you can communicate with it. And Richard and I learned this when we were in a park and we saw this tree bending over a stream. And I wondered about that. What was it like to just bend over a stream and have the roots of the tree in this stream? And the next thing I knew, I was hearing the consciousness of that tree speaking to me. Now, I didn't hear it in my ear like you hear someone when they talk to you, but rather it came in through my mind and my heart. And we can connect with unconscious things, what we think is unconscious things, in this manner, trees or rocks. And this particular tree told me what it was like years ago, how the ground was wet. Actually, they told me the ground was marshy there, and told me about the mothers bringing their children there to play and what the ground was like underneath the surface. Now, if you're interested in discussing these things with other consciousness, you can. Give you an example. You know, some people have pets like dogs that they've become very close to. And the two of you know what is being said. They recognize the words. They recognize kindness, the intentions of each other. And they become close. And they share some of the deepest secrets that they have with each other. And it's a beautiful thing. We are all connected in some form. We are distinct. We're like drops of water in the ocean. We're all part of the ocean, but yet we are all different and distinct. And there comes a time when you can actually be aware of everything that is around you. But it doesn't happen without our inviting it. Because sometimes you might not want to be aware of other things that are around you. You just might want to be connected with your own thoughts and not be aware of other thoughts. I'd like to talk about those people who wish to improve the job that they have, where perhaps they might be able to make more money. All these things are available to us. First of all, We have to make the intention that that is what we want. And then the higher self reveals to us a manner or a way in which we can accomplish our secret dreams. Do you have a dream that you wish to accomplish? Call in and we will work on trying to connect to the higher self. Maybe you want to know about a past lifetime where perhaps there was some skill that you had then where you don't have now, and you wish to renew that skill. You know, if you could look up and see all of your past lifetimes that looked like rings that made a circle, your soul would take you up through those telescoping rings to a lifetime where you had a skill that you would like to bring back with you. Imagine that. Maybe you had a skill as a composer, or maybe you played an instrument and had become very proficient at it, and you would like to capture that today. We can do these things. All the lifetimes that we have shared is a finger of consciousness that comes from our monad. And we can share these things from our monad to each of the individuals that we have ever been. Perhaps you were a writer,
Maggie,
in a past lifetime. Do I hear Maggie wanting to talk to me?
I do. Hi, Carolyn. How are you? Glad to hear
you. Hi, Maggie. What can I do for you, darling?
Well, I'd like to know, if you don't mind giving me a hint of a past lifetime. I know I was told I was a Indian shaman in a couple of them, so I feel like I was, too.
So that's true. That's true of a lot of us.
Yeah,
Maggie,
sure.
That's true of a lot of us, because in the early history in the United States, there were many years when the Indians populated the continent. And I will help you with something about this. First of all, you say you feel that you were. Just close your eyes for a second. And rather than me tell you what I think you were, I want you to, for a second, imagine what you wore in that lifetime. So, Maggie, did you have a deerskin dress? Or did you have a headdress of some sort? Tell me what you were wearing. I knew you knew this.
Well, I was wearing a headdress, of course, and it was very ornate, and a cloak, some type of a deerskin cloak. That's what I see.
Doesn't that sound beautiful?
Yes.
So tell me, were you a princess in that life?
Well, I think I was a man.
Ah, a man.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you holding in your hand?
Oh.
You know this. Just look.
A vessel? A vessel of some sort?
I'm feeling a bow.
A bow? I was going to say a bow, but I thought that's a bow. I saw a bow also. A bow,
right.
Or a feather, actually. I saw a feather.
Well, they wore a lot of feathers in their hair. the ladies wore them attached to their deerskin dresses. Mm-hmm. And, but you had several lifetimes as an Indian. Mm-hmm. You were a shaman in one of them, where you had like a little pouch that you wore around your waist with herbs in it. Are you interested in herbs today?
Always, yes. Oh, yeah, very health conscious. Yep.
Well, it's generated from that period of time. You see, the body doesn't forget. And so it remembers those happy times. There's a reason for it, because there's a teaching tool in this. The victories, it remembers, and it gives confidence to the person. The times that we failed, it remembers that also, so that we can improve. It's part of the way that we grow as a soul. Mm-hmm. And we have a group of souls that we come back every time with, and we change places with them. Sometimes they're our parents, and sometimes they're siblings, sometimes they're children. And we learn from these relationships. And when we're ready to incarnate, they come with us. Now, all of them do not come, because we don't usually have that many people in our circle of family members, but there will be enough family members that will come. And the reason for this is that all of the people are growing. Now, do you have a family member in particular that you feel close to?
Oh, yes. I have 7 older sisters. I just left them last Tuesday. The oldest is 86, and my third from the last of us is my closest, and I know that. Yeah, Sandy, I know we've lived many lifetimes. I always stay with her. She's just like my best friend.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yes.
And so you have collected them, and they have all come as part of the family group.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful.
And we love each other a lot.
You know, you're very blessed.
Yes.
There are some family relationships where there is not that spirit of love, and there is conflict and a pulling apart. And that is an opportunity also, because what that could be, and I'm not saying every time, but what it could be is pointing out differences that we have that need to be healed. Mm-hmm. This is a time of healing. And if there is anything in our lives that we feel is a stumbling block, now is the time to heal that. And what we do is we go into a meditative state. Do you meditate?
I try every morning before I get up. My meditation is bringing in a white light, a triangle of white light that goes out into the universe, down to the bottom of the earth, and then I bring in my circle of higher beings, my higher self, and angelic realm, and I center us around my heart chakra, and I see the white light going through me, and I'm asking them to guide me, to protect me, to keep me safe, and then I thank them for doing so. And so I feel this guiding me tremendously into where I'm finally arriving.
What a beautiful way to start the day. And what you just described does not take long to do.
No. Mm-mm.
It could be done quickly. And you know, I'm really glad that you brought this up, because all of us should be doing this upon awakening. And imagine if we all did this upon awakening, putting our feet on the right road, the right path, what it would mean to ourselves and all those around us, whether they're friends at work or acquaintances in the neighborhood. It would be a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad you brought that forth. How did you learn, or what gave you the idea to do this? Because you are on the right path.
A, a friend of mine I have never met face-to-face, but just a healer friend in California that I was introduced to, and he told me to do this every day in a half-wake, half-sleep state. But I've heard it before elsewhere, but he's a very good person, and a lot of good conversation with him about how to heal, calling in the higher essence and higher beings, and he's even saying, you know, yell it out, but in the morning I just don't feel like doing that.
So well, you know, it really is a beautiful thing that you were taught, and the thing that's even more beautiful is that you are implementing it. I would just like to add one little thing to that, and that is, if you are interested, keep a diary. It could be in the computer, it could be on paper, of what you have accomplished with doing this. Because if you can see that, what you are accomplishing with it, it will even be more powerful.
Oh, it's amazing. I have brought it finally into my life exactly what it is I've been trying to do, and it's amazing the people that are coming to me. I should be writing this all down, and I haven't been, but been very busy. But it's been beautiful. I'm in awe. I stand every day, and I go, I'm in awe at everything. I mean, even to watching somebody walk by me today that I knew had some kind of defect. It was a child, a young woman, and I didn't see anything. I just saw her face, and I knew she had some defect. And she came back around the corner, and she had no hand. And she was playing with her phone. She was playing with her phone with her, you know, that stump's hand. And it was just, it amazed me. I stood there and I went, wow. You know, that I knew that, intuitively I knew that, but my intuition and my awareness is growing by leaps and bounds. Well, because we're going into, you know, we are into the fifth dimensional energies, right?
You know, it's such a beautiful thing that you were saying. And when we heal, it might also be a good idea to ask that person's higher self if it is in their best interest to heal at that moment, and what you can do for them that would be the most helpful. You know what I'm saying?
To that person, that young woman I saw?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I didn't think of that. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't know what to say. It was that I noticed it, and it was interesting that I sensed that there was something wrong with this person. Not wrong, you know, just that there was something different about her.
And I felt that she had some. And your higher self will tell you what to do about it. Okay. Have you considered the thought? Now, I know this might sound strange to you, but chameleons can replace limbs that are lost. So do crabs. It's something that can be done.
Say that again? Chameleons can replace what?
Limbs that are lost, or crabs can replace limbs that are lost.
Oh, interesting. Cool.
How do we know that human beings can't do this?
You're right. I believe it. This was a stranger. This was nobody I knew.
I understand that it was a stranger. But we are like receiving, radio receiving centers, and we can send out messages that other souls can pick up. Mm-hmm. We can be in someone's company, and you might feel very happy, or you might feel very sad, and you've never met the person, and you're not talking with them, but they are emitting a kind of energy that just gives information to you. Mm-hmm. So we could, you have been a healer. I'm looking at your aura around you, and it's very, there's a lot of green in it, and there's some yellow in it, and you have been a healer through many of your lifetimes. I'm going to the monad. Your monad is very interested in healing. Healing the earth, and healing yourself. Now I'm going to tell you something that you may not have even thought of. Do you know that you're aware that your soul came to this planet through another Star?
I was told I was from Acturion, or I came from, I originated from the planet Acturia.
That I'm not picking up, and it could be possible. I'm not denying it or confirming it. There's so many possibilities out of that, out of there. But I see you coming through a planet of love. You have a great amount of love, first of all, for yourself, and that's important. We must all love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if we don't love ourselves, we can do a little exercise with a hand mirror, looking into that mirror, looking into our eyes, and telling ourselves how much we love ourselves. It's so important. So many people tear down one another's confidence. And if a person has had that where they have those around them that have torn them down, then it's time to build up that feeling of love, that compassion, because this is all how we are to relate to one another, through love and compassion. There's nothing else other than love. And if love is not there, we become very twisted. We become lost if there's no love. The cosmos was created in love. And those of you who we have told are cherubim, or they know that they are cherubim, they have worked with this love energy in many ways. And some of the cherubim have taken this love, and as that love came forth from the Creator, they brought it all around creation and took it back to the Creator so that everything was imbued with love. Isn't that a beautiful thought?
Beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I will say one other thing to this. Expect miracles every day. Nothing is too difficult to accomplish. And I hope all of you believe that and work on that, so that whatever you want for yourself and for others that is good, you can accomplish it. I really do believe that you are one who's accomplishing these things.
Can I add to this very quickly? And I don't want to
hog
space here, but I have been working on building healthy homes for years now. It is finally.
Excuse me, darling. What kind of homes?
Healthy homes, using materials that are totally healthy, breathable walls that will keep us healthy instead of making us sick. Because I'm a realtor. And I've been selling new homes. I was in the past for years, and I can't even do it anymore because I know how toxic the housing industry is and what the builders put in these homes. Well, I finally worked so hard for years, and it's all come to me now. I've found the right people. They've all come to me, and they said they want me to be involved with selling their homes. And I mean, it's a miracle to me. I'm so excited. I'm just elated at how it's all falling into place. And so I'm bringing in the best of the best for all of us to live a different type of life in a home that, a building, home, whatever, that will be a healthy dwelling. You can grow your own food in it. You'll have healthier air, healthier water.
My darling, what I have been saying for a very long time. What we want, we put out into the universe, and the universe will bring it back to us. Mm-hmm. If it's something that is good, positive. Universal mm-hmm. consciousness wishes to bring to us all of the positive good, but it has to be good for us and for others. Mm-hmm. And that is what you are doing. Mm-hmm. You are asking for something that is good and positive, and universal consciousness will answer that.
And all the people I'm dealing with are the same. We're all of like mind. It's beautiful.
I tell you, you are a perfect example of manifesting what is best for the world and for us. And we all need to do that. We all need to manifest the highest goals in every aspect of life. And so I really thank you for calling in and telling us this story, because hopefully it will be an inspiration for others that are listening, because you really are a true inspiration. But before you go, I would like to ask you to do something. We have an election in the United States that is coming forth that will be upon us. Mm-hmm. Would you send some of that good energy that you're talking about to those who were involved in the election?
Absolutely.
With the intention, if we can, to bring forth a statesman. We haven't had a statesman for a long time.
Right. Exactly. I do that. I send it to love, to this whole situation, to make it perfect. Something's going to happen. I don't know what. I don't know. But I feel it. I sense that something totally different is going to happen. I don't know.
You make me chuckle, because they're the same things that I wish for the election also.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Do you get a sense that the person elected will come from a state that is primarily blue or red?
Well, blue is my first inclination.
Oh, I hope we're right.
Well,
you have been a real joy. I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You have said so many wonderful things that I do believe that people can pick up on and use in a positive way.
Good. And I'm glad you're feeling better. You sound great.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You what?
I want to bring forth as much good for all of us as possible.
So to talk
about these positive things just makes me feel so good.
Good. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad I got on. I was told to call. I was told to get on this call.
And who told you that? Your higher self?
My higher self. Yeah. I said Saturday night, 9:00, and I worked very hard today, standing on my feet for 8 hours. And I said, I got to be on this call.
Well, our talking has sent forth so many ideas to all of those who are listening, and I thank you for that. Your story is most exciting.
Great.
Well, goodbye for now. Call back again, darling.
I will. Thank you very much, Carolyn. You take care, darling. I'll let y'all know. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, bye. You too.
Bye.
Well, one thing that I would like to repeat that we sort of touched upon, and that is expect miracles every day. Because if you expect miracles every day, they are going to happen. They might not happen right away, but they will happen. And those who are struggling, call in and see if we can help in some way to help you through those struggles. It's very important. And if you're so inclined, go to carolynevers.com, and on the left side of that page, order one of those past life readings. We literally take you to that past lifetime, and you step into that lifetime, and you experience it. And your soul takes you to the lifetime that would be beneficial for you to experience. It would be wonderful. You know, it's just amazing how time marches on. We have like maybe 10 or 15 minutes to go before the show is over. It's hard to believe that we've gone through almost an hour of this show. But that's what happens when there is a wonderful exchange of ideas. And the last caller had some wonderful ideas to share with us. And if there is someone who is not manifesting what they wish to manifest, give me a call also and let us see if we can help with that. I want everyone to be manifesting for themselves the highest good for themselves, their family, their friends. Because once you do it, you realize how easy it is. It's very easy, my friends. So let us get into the habit. What we might do, take a minute in the morning when we wake up and think about what you wish to accomplish for that day. And when you go to bed at night, just take a moment and see if you realized what you had intended for yourself for that day. It'll make all the difference in the world as to what you can accomplish. And while we're talking about this, give a thought to where you wish to be next week or next year. What do you wish to accomplish in your life? There are many who have wanted to come to Earth at this point in time. And there wasn't enough human vehicles to bring them to Earth, to birth them here. And so you are here. You have been given a great gift, and take advantage in a positive way every moment that you have here. It's perfect for all of us. And so we might be going through some troubled times financially, but place in your mind right now the idea that you will have everything that you need in the future. Not necessarily everything that you want, because we don't always want the best of things for ourselves, but everything that we need, that our soul tells us that we need, and our higher self tells us that we need, because it is all possible. This is on another subject, and what that idea is, creative writing. You know, if we would take a few moments every day and start a story, write in a creative manner on some story, we can manifest a lot of good things in our life also. We dream. Dreams are like energy coming into the back door that we're not facing in the front door. So examine your dreams and find out from your dreams if there is something that you need to do, some way that you need to help yourself, whether it is for a job, for education, for friends. What do you want, my friends? There is everything available to you, but we have to first make a blueprint of it. What do we want in our life? Just think of a blueprint. We are making a blueprint for our life, but we have to make it before we can follow it, before we can implement it. Everything is possible. My friends, expect miracles every day, and it will happen. So when you go to bed tonight, think over that day. What miracle happened in your day? It could be another person. It could be an event. It could be a gift of some sort. But you have had a miracle this day. And the consciousness and the earth have presented you with that miracle. It's like we're sitting in an armchair and we can travel wherever we wish. Information is available to us on all levels. So call in, my friends. There's not much time left. And if you're so inclined, go to carolynevers.com and order a reading, a past life reading, where you can actually step into that lifetime, where you can actually share what was in that lifetime. There was an individual that I came across that thought they shared a lifetime with Yeshua. And they did this. They ordered a reading and they wanted to see specifically if they had a lifetime sometime in the past with Yeshua. And they found that they did. And Yeshua came to them etherically and had his hand on one shoulder and Mary Magdalene placed her hand etherically on the other shoulder. And she enjoyed the energy of the two of them and conversed with them. She didn't hear it in the ear, but she felt it in her heart. And she asked them questions, and she heard and felt the answers in her heart. This is available to all of us, my friends. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, we have about 10 more minutes. And if I don't get any more calls, then I'm just going to talk about the things that I think are important. I would suggest that you have paper and pen next to your bed so that you record your dreams when you wake up. Because what happens, as soon as you wake up, you forget what you dreamed about. It leaves you very quickly. But if you write it down, you're going to remember it. And I found by doing that, I learned of some of my shortcomings. I had a dream that told me to curb my temper. And I won't tell you what the dream was, but that is how I interpret it. I didn't realize that I had a temper that needed to be controlled until I looked at the dream. And what I do when I wake up, if I've had a dream and I can remember a piece of the dream, I ask myself if there is something in that dream that I need to bring back into my living world. And I usually comes to my mind what my higher self was trying to tell me. Because that's what the higher self does. It's guiding us. And it can bring those people and events into our life. Just think about that for a second. There is a vehicle that is within us that can bring into our circle of friends and experiences those things that we want and desire if they are good for ourselves and good for others. That's a very important thing to understand. The universe even though it might not seem that way all the time because of things that people do, but the universe is loving and giving. And we are living in a world that is so beautiful, you know, the green of the grass, the blue of the skies, melodic music, the comfort of friends, the way we find our truth. It is all there for us. So, my friends, expect miracles every day. And if there is something that you want to understand, that is good for you to understand, it will come to you in some fashion. I had a question about Beethoven, who could not hear but yet composed beautiful music. And I connected with Beethoven. And he put words into my heart. He told me how he created music even though he couldn't hear. And how he sat on the floor and he put his ear next to the piano. And he felt the vibrations and he, even though he couldn't hear, he created his music through vibrations. I was so impressed with that story. And it was illustrating the point that there are miracles all around us. And if we have something that is taken away from us, the result can be accomplished by using another tool. Possibilities are endless. We can bring positive things for us and for our family, if only we would think about it. Thinking is the blueprint. Where do you wish to be tomorrow or next month or next year? Decide first where you wish to be, and then secondly, work with that. So we have such a little bit of time. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me what they desire for themselves. And do you feel like you've been held back from reaching that? Because there might be some little thing that could be corrected so that you obtain what you are looking for. I want all of you to attain your secret goals, as long as they are good for you. There's no reason for anybody to be depressed or to be in an angry mood. There's too much good in the world. Too much, my friends. So don't forget, go to carolynevers.com, and if you're so inclined, by the left-hand side of the page, order one of those readings. You will be so glad that you did it, where you can step into that lifetime and bring back either knowledge or some being of light that will come and work with you. And I've been aware of this happening with a lot of people where beings of light came and worked with them. The universe wishes to have people accomplish good things, things that are helpful to themselves and to others. It is why we were all created, to reach beautiful goals. And they can be accomplished. And so, my friends, we are really at the end of our program. And I would like to say, until next Saturday, Join me then. Bring your questions. Bring your concerns. Bring your heartaches. And let us see if we can help you with them. And so for now, I say blessings to all of you, and good night until next week.